All right, ladies, dropping more druth bombs. How about some truth bombs? Another day, another podcast. Welcome to the Mama's in Control show, podcast, whatever you want to call this. I'm Heather Chauvin, founder. So if you are unfamiliar with the show, thank you for being here. If this is your first episode, you are in for a treat. Mama's in Control is all about helping you feel in control from the inside out. Too often we are living from the outside in, looking outside of ourselves for validation and filling all of those voids. But guess what, guys? It doesn't work. And I'm sure you know this by now because, you know, how many decades have we been living this way? And we're like, not this, not this. So I'm all about helping you change your not this to yes, I fucking love this. So whether it is parenting, other relationships, money, time, energy, career, this is about sustainable success. It's really about sustainable alignment. I have a quote for you, and then we're going to dive into an energy forecast that I created. So the quote of the day is, growth is painful, change is painful, but nothing is as painful as staying stuck where you do not belong. And this is from some NR Narnia something, something, something. I have the individual's name in the show notes, so go check it out at the podcast on my site at heatherchauvin.com. So again, the quote is, growth is painful, change is painful, but nothing is as painful as staying stuck where you do not belong. Fuck yes. Also, explicit podcast for a reason. I often slip out a few F-bombs. You are here to change and evolve. I actually remember a time when I was in grade school. Was I in grade school or high school? And I thought, actually, no, I think it was high school. And I'm like, okay, I'm almost done high school. I have done all the learning and growing that I need to do. Yes, I was naive. We are creatures of evolution. You are constantly growing. Your body is constantly changing. Your mind is constantly changing. Evolution is where it's at. Every day, on a cellular level, moment by moment, you are changing, you are evolving, you are growing. It's uncomfortable, guys. And one of the things that I'm not a fan of in the personal development world is everyone celebrates the highs. We celebrate the, yay, look what happened to me. Oh, I feel so good. Yay, yada, yada. But no one celebrates the lows. No one celebrates the darkness. No one showcases them. You have to feel your pain. You have to feel your discomfort. This is what sobriety is all about, right? And when I mean sobriety, I don't mean recovery from alcohol or drugs. Sobriety of cleansing your life of things that are no longer serving you. When you start to cleanse your life of things that are no longer serving you, which might be a career, which might be a person, which might be a food, which might be alcohol, it might be social media. Whatever it is that is no longer serving you. When you cleanse your life, you create space, you can then see the truth. Growth is painful, change is painful, but nothing is as painful as staying stuck where you do not belong. I see so many people stuck, just refusing, right? They've buried themselves in the dirt and they're like, I refuse to leave, I refuse to change, I refuse to grow. Oh no, I can't let go of that because then this will happen. Or if I let go of that, then that will happen. But yet there's this part of you that wants to change and wants to grow. So yesterday I posted this energy forecast on my site or on Facebook. And for many years, I denied this part of myself, but I am an empath. I am one of those, I can read and feel energy. This is why I connect to children deeply, because I can see someone's behavior just based on how they act without verbally communicating anything. And I can tell what's going on within them emotionally. Sometimes people don't like this. They say, oh, you're just so blunt. You know, you can call people out on their bullshit, but it's that I see where you're getting in your own way. So when those who are ready to cut to the chase, you know, they're like, show me, give me that feedback. Where am I not, you know, where am I unable to see where I need to grow? So I wrote this on my Facebook, it's the energy forecast. I see and I feel energy, and if I were to compare this to the moon cycle, I'm sure it would make sense. What you might be feeling this time of year, right now. This season feels heavy. The future feels out of reach. You might be feeling a little disconnected. You know what you need to do, but you might not be doing it if you haven't mastered your mindset habits yet. You are getting close to a breakthrough and you find yourself searching for self-sabotage, trying to take the edge off and numb. Suggestions. Addictive tendencies will flare up at this time. Limit distractions with your go-to vices, certain foods, Netflix, screen time, drinking, etc. Feel everything that is flowing through you. Yes, this will be uncomfortable. There is no epidural in real life. Honor all of it. This is the season people need to give up. This is the season where people give up. It's not time to let go and relax. Now is the time to lean in and keep moving forward at a slow, sustainable pace. How are you feeling? What have you discovered about yourself through this seasonal cycle? So this is my aha moment for the day. Not aha moment. This is my lesson for the day. I've been doing personal development for about 9 years, like actively committed for 9 years. When I first started this process, what I noticed is when I began to take action and commit myself to an evolution, your shit comes up. You get really nervous. You get really overwhelmed. You know, you might feel a little more anxious than usual. Things might feel really heavy. You might feel like you're trudging through mud. And the truth is that this is the evolutionary cycle of emotional growth and your path to freedom. So in order to get from point A to point B, you have to go through. We can't go around. We can't numb. This is a contraction of life, right? So the body, let's just say it's contraction. The body has many coping strategies, but a contraction, if there's a baby in your womb, is like the body is trying to do what it needs to do to push it out, right? Like pushing out the baby. Think about, this sounds really gross, but think about vomit. Your body is intelligent and it's like, oh, I'm going to induce vomiting to get rid of what is no longer serving it. Think of diarrhea, same thing, right? It's like, whoop, let's release it. Let's make it a little watery and go right through the system. So your body, emotional body, is doing the exact same thing. It's a contraction. It's an emotional contraction. But what your brain wants to tell you is that something is wrong because our brain has negative bias. And so we are constantly in fight or flight attack. And so that's why we need these tools and strategies to calm the fuck down and to ask ourselves, who do I want to be? What do I want? And be extremely intentional with our energy, our time, and our resources. Because when you're focused on the direction that you want to go, and you're trying to master energy management behavior, what's happening is you are pushing yourself in the direction that your soul desires, alignment. And when you're not listening and you're living by default and you're just putting fires out every day and you feel like you're running yourself ragged, you feel like you're burning yourself out, you're not in alignment. You're avoiding growth. You're avoiding change. So know that if you are one of those people that are committed to the evolution of who you are and you're ready to grow emotionally, you may be feeling heavy at this time. You may be feeling tired. But I'm also going to remind you, you might also feel amazing. You might also feel alive. And the reason why that is because you've mastered this process. So my highs and my lows are not that extreme anymore because I'm not emotionally attached to how I feel. So just because I might be feeling low at sometimes doesn't mean I'm like, oh my gosh, something's wrong with me. I'm like, oh, good. Good shit's coming. So today, my question is for you is, what have you discovered about yourself through the seasonal cycle of evolution? Pay attention to it. When you are committed to growth, when you are committed to feeling the pain, when you are committed to feeling the discomfort, you will feel more stable and grounded and steady. Growth is painful, change is painful, but nothing is as painful as staying stuck where you do not belong. Are you taking daily action that's propelling you in the future of where you belong, which is alignment with what your soul craves? Okay, ladies, that's what I have for you today. Again, if you are interested in Soul Elite, which is a transformational 8-month coaching experience for high-performing women, then head on over to heatherchauvin.com/take-back-control. Fill out your application, and we will be in touch. Talk soon.